Well, hallelujah. Yesterday was Independence Day, and it was a glorious time. President made a fantastic speech. And just said, need to get YouTube and watch the whole thing. And yesterday was a marvelous time in D.C. He made another marvelous speech, and and all the planes flew over from all the wars, and it was unbelievable. Then the Blue Angels and Air Force team blowing out red, white, and blue. Oh, is marvelous. And you know that the Democrats doing everything in their world to stop that. They said, oh no, that's too expensive, too expensive. And it turned out it wasn't expensive at all. The most of the military people use their, of course, they had their own people to get paid, and use the money for normal exercises that they have to do regularly on those airplanes. So wasn't expensive at all. Just want to shut the boy up. And I'll tell you what, we really need to pray for him. And so I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Jude, and I want to read a couple of verses. Then I'm going to talk about Independence Day. Now, the information that I'm going to give you this morning in Sunday school will be a prelude to my sermon that I'll preach this morning. So I'm not preaching a message, I'm teaching a little bit. But I want to read a couple verses, beginning with verse 3 in Jude. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Well, that stimulates my thinking. Our problem, particularly the Republicans in Washington, are not contending for the faith. They're not taking a stand. And it's about time someone did. And we got this election coming up, and it will absolutely destroy our country or cause a civil war. President made a statement the other day, the vice president running for president. Biden said the other day he was in favor of abortion under all circumstances. Children, there's something wrong when you just want to kill babies and you don't really care why. And a lot of other things that are going to... This Supreme Court, if we don't get a couple more judges in there, they're going to try and take our guns away, and that will start a war without any doubt, and we will win. And so we just need to do things at the ballot, get people out to vote. Most people don't care, and the bad guys do. The good guys just stay home and let what happened happen. We better get out there and do something. Contend for the faith. Stand up for something. It's right that we believe in. This is a Christian, Jewish-oriented country. But we acknowledge all religions. Anybody can come here. We have a freedom to worship. And yet you don't have that. You know, there's still churches that can't meet. In a lot of these democratic states, they can't go to church. But you can go out and riot in the streets and do all this stuff you want to, but you can't go to church. The liquor store's open, Walmart's open, but boy, you better not go to church. God help us, we're living in a time when we better realize that we better straighten up and fly right. Contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before or of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. They're now planning on tearing down all statues of the Virgin Mary and the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? This nation that was founded on religion, religious freedom, a place where people could go and worship their God the way they wanted to. We better defend it, stand up for it, and believe in it. So I'm going to give you a little prelude this morning to my sermon, and I want to talk about Independence Day. And what stimulated my thinking is people asking questions of our college students about our history. And it's amazing to me that none of them had any idea. They don't know what happened in 1776. You know, they don't have a clue. They ask them, what's Independence Day all about? I don't know. When was it? It's terrible that no one is teaching them anymore, because we've raised up college professors that don't believe in God, don't believe in our country. And God help us. Independence Day. Independence Day is the birthday of the United States of America. And boy, did we celebrate it big time. And our president, and up on the mountain, and there in Washington, D.C. Boy, they had a real celebration. Everybody tried to stop all that. Said, oh, you can't shoot fireworks because they'll set a fire to all those woods around. No, it didn't happen. He went ahead and did it anyhow. Well, I'm glad we finally got somebody that will stand up for something. And he stood up like never before on this weekend. It's celebrated on July the 4th each year. Independence Day is the anniversary day on which the Declaration of Independence. I thought about reading that to you today, but I'm not. The Declaration of Independence was adopted by the Continental Congress on the 4th of July in 1776. The founders of the new nation considered Independence Day an important occasion. And it is more important than a lot of other holidays that we have. John Adams said, I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated on as the day of deliverance. We were free to worship God by solemn acts of devotion to our Almighty God, he said. Boy, don't forget God on that day. Celebrate that. That's the day of our deliverance. Thanks to God. It ought to be solemnized by pomp and parade with shows and games and sports and guns and bells and bonfires and illumination from one end of this continent to the other. From this time forward forevermore, we must never allow freedom to die. Never, my words. We should never allow freedom to die. I wrote my sister, I think I told you on Wednesday. I told her, I said, I don't want to go to war again, but I will. Freedom is worth dying for. And I believe that. Independence Day was first observed in Philadelphia on July the 8th, 1776, the Declaration was read, bells were rung, bands played, and people rejoiced for freedom. Son, you need to know, our children need to know, our grandchildren need to know, we're free because some men gave their lives, women, and even children, that we might have this freedom. Independence Day is a great time. The Declaration of Independence, paragraph 2. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That means white people are as equal as black people, and yellow people, and brown people, and all people. We were all created by God in His image. There's none better than any other. There's none smarter than any other. There's none more privileged than any other. If you're stupid and you never accomplish anything, it's your fault. It's not the ancestors of the white people. I wasn't even here. My folks are Scotch-Irish. Come in a lot after the Civil War and slavery. Children, this idea, and thank God some well-educated, smart black people are standing up and telling them, it's your fault if you don't make it good in this country. Nobody's got any more chance than any other. We're created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life. Don't kill babies. Liberty. And the pursuit of happiness. I don't see these people that are burning things down and rioting and killing each other. Do you realize that there were 67 people shot this weekend already in Chicago? I forget the number that have died. I think 12 were killed. How can you have happiness when you got people that are lawless? They think they can make up the rules and take away our police department. How's there going to be any happiness there? You ought to be able to walk down the street and not worry about somebody running by and hitting you in the face or shooting you in a car driving by. Paragraph, last paragraph. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. Boy, they paid a big price. Freedom is worth dying for. Freedom is worth sacrificing for. Just go someplace where it's not free. I've been a lot of those places. More than 200 years ago, our American forefathers declared our nation's independence from foreign domestic opposition and foreign control. We don't want to be controlled by nobody. Russia, China, the communists, anybody. We're free. And we need to remain free. They served notice to the world that we would be free, that we had certain rights, including the privilege to worship God as we see fit, when we see fit. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. An anniversary of our country's birth draws near. We had it yesterday. It's a time for Christians to band together and proclaim a declaration of independence from the ungodly actions of our government and the sins of our nation. We need to stand up against that which is wrong. When we fill our leadership, supposedly, in Washington, with anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-Jew, anti-Bible, something's wrong with our nation. We need to get them out of there. In November, vote right, vote for what's right, vote for what the Bible teaches. God help us, if you're just voting because you're a member of a party, you're not very bright. Because you don't have any idea what's going to happen to this land if that bunch gets in office. You can forget it. They'll destroy our country. Worse than it ever has been before. I know this is on CD, but Obama did everything he could to destroy it. Boy, he destroyed a lot. God help us, they're coming out with some truths about some of the things that he and Biden did. God help us to let anybody else in there to do that. I thank God for our president. Sometimes he don't watch his mouth. Sometimes he acts like a jerk. But I believe his heart's in the right place. I believe that good, godly men, some of those men that are helping him, know the Lord. He's making decisions that are good for our country. And with all the persecution he's getting, he's making those decisions. He's not doing it for the money. He's not doing it for popularity. He's doing it because he loves our land. I don't know what his paycheck is. Something like $400,000 every quarter or something is his salary. And he gives it away. A couple of times back, he gave it to repairing the veteran cemeteries. He don't keep none of his salary at all. And you got all these other politicians, and they're selling their seat for every dollar they can get. You go to Washington, come out, you go in there as a pauper and come back as a multimillionaire. How do you do that? You sell your soul is what you do. The soul of our nation. It's time to draw a line because we have the right to rear our children in a free and decent society. In fact, children or not, decent adults also have the right to live in a free and decent society. Freedom prospers when religion is vibrant. Son, it's great when we start worshiping our God again. I'm going to preach on that this morning. When the rule of law under God is acknowledged. Let me say that again because Ronald Reagan said it. I can't say it like he can. Freedom prospers when religion is vibrant and the rule of law under God is acknowledged. Our laws come from our Declaration of Independence in the Bible. They're trying to get rid of those laws, most of them. Our freedoms. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them that will do the same. Ronald Reagan again. You see, what I'm saying is not something new. I'm not some kind of radical Baptist preacher, although I may sound like one this morning, but I'm telling you pretty much what everybody else has already said before me, that people quit saying. Do you realize that most of the people that worked on and signed the Declaration of Independence were preachers? Did you know that? Now you preach from the pulpit truth, they want to lock you up. Let me clearly say this. I am an American fighting man and will continue to be an American fighting man until the day that I die. I am a Bible preacher, but I'm also a warrior. I'll fight and die for a cause. Been that way all my life. Hadn't changed because I become a Christian. God bless the peacemakers. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. That's the police. That's the military. That's the soldiers that defend our rights. If it was all right with Jesus, it's all right with me. We need peacemakers. We don't go to war to kill people. We go to war so people won't be killed. That's why. Article number 6 of the Code of Conduct for an American Fighting Man. I will never forget that I'm an American Fighting Man responsible for my actions and dedicated to the principles which made my country free. I will trust in my God and the United States of America. Every military man agrees to that. We stand for it. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the Constitution. I have raised my hand and swore that I will defend that Constitution, and it hasn't changed because I'm an old man. The last sentence in the last paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, and for the support of this declaration, we, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives and fortunes and sacred honor. When the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence attached their signatures to the document, each knew that they were committing treason against the British Crown. If caught and captured, they risked death. But death would not be swift. It would be by hanging to the point of unconsciousness, then revived, disemboweled, their bodies boiled in oil and their ashes scattered in the wind. These men were willing to face that, and many did. Our founding fathers valued freedom for themselves and their posterity to the extent that they found this fate worth the risk. 5 signers were captured and brutally tortured. 9 fought in the War of Independence and died of wounds or hardships they suffered. 2 lost sons in the Continental Army. 2 had sons captured. At least 12 had their homes pillaged and burned. Such are the stories and sacrifices typical of those who risk everything to sign the Declaration of Independence. And we won't even stand up and be counted. We won't fly the flag because we're afraid somebody might throw a rock through our window. And God help us, if you're a Trump supporter, you got to hide it. You know why Biden is winning in the polls? Because of our scaredy cat Republicans that won't give a poll saying they're for the president. I'll tell you what, if I'm not crazy, I believe this would be the biggest landslide we've ever seen in a presidential election. Only if believers will stand up and be counted, like these guys. These men were not wild-eyed rabble-rousers or ruffians. They were soft-spoken men of means and education, and most great Christians. They had security, but they valued liberty more. Wow. It's time for we as Christians to take a stand with our forefathers. Again, the word of Thomas Paine. And they're trying to tear down every one of these guys' statues. Thomas Paine said this, "It is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from the government." They put that in there when they wrote this thing. We need to be protected from the government. We don't work for the government. The government works for us. And it's about time we told them to do their job or get out. We can only do that by voting. If we don't, we'll have more of these crazies in office again. God help us. There's a spiritual war going on in our land. And we Christian soldiers need to be fit for the fight. I'm fit. Probably oughtn't to say this, but a friend of mine called and said, "Man, I'm low on ammunition." He said, "I can't buy none." You can't buy ammunition nowhere. Say everybody sold out. I've been looking all over trying. And I said, "Listen, I'm prepared. And I will share with you and anyone else is willing to shed their blood alongside me if necessary." So I'm going to give him some ammunition Wednesday. Bible said in 1 Chronicles 12:8, "And of the Gadites, there separated themselves unto David and to the whole to the wilderness, men of might, men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains." Wow. These guys are ready to fight for God and country. Again, the verses I read as I began in Jude. Let me read again this. "That ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was delivered unto the saints." Earnestly contend for it. All the great things are simple. And many can be expressed in simple words. Just one word. Just a word explains it. Winston Churchill said that. The word freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope. Whew. There's a message right there. One word. Those who deny freedom to others deserve not that for themselves. Those who deny freedom and others deserve it not for themselves. Old Honest Abe said that. They want to tear down his statue. Lincoln. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow men who would pervert the Constitution. Abraham Lincoln. Are you listening to me this morning? We got a responsibility for what these men did that we might be free. Look at the people that are perverting our Constitution and our court. I think the president's already appointed, 400 judges? No president's ever done that. And son, if he gets back in office, the Supreme Court will get enough Bible-believing believers to stop some of this unbiblical, ungodly nonsense that's going on, like they just let happen. The formers of the Constitution meant we were to have freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. Billy Graham said that. The liberties of our country, the freedom of our civil constitution, are worth defending against all attacks. Samuel Adams. Listen to this. Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. Benjamin Franklin. It is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its government. Thomas Paine. Listen to me. The cause of America is, in a great measure, the cause of all mankind. Where some say, is the King of America. I tell you, friends, he that reigns, reigns from heaven. God is the King of America. I am an American fighting man, but I'm also a Christian soldier. I will die for the cause of my country, and I will die for the cause of Christ. Listen to the oath of enlistment when you become a soldier. I, Melvin Douglas Biggs, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the officers appointed over me according to regulations and the uniform code of the military justice. So help me God. If the commands are not given by the president or officers over me are contrary to the Constitution or they are unlawful, illegal orders, I do not have to obey them. If the command violate the command of God, I will not obey them. Pretty clear. If your commands are godly commands, I'll do them. I'm not going to go out and murder women and children in combat. No. None of my men in war ever did that. We helped them. Helped them. We even helped the wounded soldiers, the communist soldiers, instead of walking up and shooting them in the head, most of us. Now that's my men. I don't know what some of them other guys did in some of them other places. But I'm talking to you about my guys and our people. We didn't do that. We wouldn't have done that. You would have gone home or been shot by one of us if you had killed a baby or a child. The Code of Conduct for the American Fighting Man. Article 1. I am an American fighting man. I serve in the forces which guard my country and our way of life. I am prepared to give my life in their defense. Now that's changed. I believed it then, I believe it now. And I believe it tomorrow. I will defend our Constitution and our way of life. So help me God. That's the prelude to my sermon. Brother Donnie, lead us in prayer.